Dr. Saber, Italian office note on patient Fakhri Hagi Ghiaraghi, F-A-K-H-R-I, H-A-G-H-I, G-H-I, A-R-A, G-H-I, date of birth 10-29-44, date of service 2-19-2024. Per paragraph, the patient is 79-year-old female presenting to my office, referred by Dr. Jafari for elevated serum creatinine. Per paragraph, her past medical history includes history of chronic kidney disease stage 3, baseline creatinine around 1.6, baseline GFR around 33 milliliters per minute. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2, had been out of control for the last few months. Next, hypertension with history of left renal artery stenosis that is post-stenting in the past. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, coronary artery disease that is post-stenting times 2, followed by Dr. Tavakoli, also that is post-CABG around 16 years ago, pure paragraph. Past surgical history includes cataract surgery, next hysterectomy, next CABG 16 years ago, next rhinoplasty, pure paragraph. Allergies, non-drug allergies. Social history, patient lives with her daughter, has had total of 3 kids, no smoking, no alcohol, and no drugs. Family history, father died from bone cancer, mother had multiple medical issues including hypertension, kidney stones. She has had 2 sisters, 1 sister died from myocardial infarction, 1 brother died from myocardial infarction, pure paragraph. Review systems reveals occasional headaches, rare chest pains when her blood pressure goes up, no shortness of breath, no cough. She does have bloating on and off. She does have constipation on and off. She does have nocturia 1 to 2 times at night. Occasional foaming noted in urination. No straining upon urination except very rare incomplete bladder emptying. No urinary incontinence and no leg swelling. She reports cold feet and cold hands, as well as red beefy feet with tingling sensation, period. All other systems are used are negative. Immunization, she received COVID-19 shots times 3, period. Paragraph, current medications are reviewed include amlodipine, atorvastatin, farxiga, glimepiride, isosorbide, mononitrate, metoprolol, nortriptyline, olmesartan, and januvia. Period paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs are as mentioned above. HNT pupils around reactive to light and accommodation. Pale injected conjunctiva and enteric sclera. No cervical lymphadenopathy. She does have a left carotid bleed that could be heard. Next up, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, normal S1, S2. She does have a systolic ejection murmur 2 over 6 that could be heard at the apex. No friction observed. Lungs are clear to auscultation. No crackles or visits heard. Abdomen soft. No hepatomegaly. No splenomegaly. No guiding rebound or rigidity. Extremities. There is no edema in the lower extremity. Skin. No skin rash. Noted. Neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following: her estimated GFR is 29 milliliter per minute. From January 2024, with a BUN of 40, creatinine of 1.7, potassium of 5.2, CO2 of 24. Her CBC was completely normal. Her A1C is 8.4. Period. Paragraph. TSH was normal. Period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan. 1. Chronic kidney disease stage 4, likely secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus and diabetic nephropathy. However, we are going to rule out other etiologies. A full workup is going to be initiated, including serologic workup, imaging studies, and quantification of proteinuria. Period. Paragraph. Next, hyperkalemia. Patient is given a handout for low potassium diet. Hyperkalemia is exacerbated by uncontrolled blood sugar and translocation of intracellular potassium. Period. Next, diagnosis: diabetes mellitus type 2, out of control. Patient will work with Dr. Jafari for better blood sugar control. Metformin is contraindicated at this stage of her kidney dysfunction. Next, diagnosis: heart murmur followed by cardiology and stable. Next left, carotid bree could be hurt today. We're going to get a duplex scan of carotid arteries bilaterally. Okay, next diagnosis, scarring in both kidneys seen on prior CT scan of the abdomen and a left renal artery stent. A renal ultrasound is going to be ordered for better delineation. Next diagnosis, coronary artery disease, suspicious stenting TEM2 and suspicious CABG, followed by closely by cardiology. Next, hyperlipidemia, continuous statin therapy. Period paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Jafari, for your trust and allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I'll see her back in around 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup, and I'll keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks.